Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Ready for an amazing deal? Breezeline's fiber-powered internet starting at $19.99 per month offers the reliability you deserve and security you can trust. Whether you're streaming, gaming, or working from home, we've got all your needs covered with speeds up to 1 gig and our 2-year price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with 2 free months of internet, free equipment, and free Wi-Fi your way to protect against cyber threats. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires July 8th, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi there, Risa. Meet Sona and Conan.
Hi.
Top billing, Sona. Oh, I didn't mean it that way.
It's happening.
Hello, Visa. How are you, sir?
I'm so amazed. I'm baffled. I can't believe I'm talking to the one and only New York Times best-selling author. Parente, Sona, parente.
Hey, you are an Armenian. Oh. I love you. Oh, this is the best.
Visa, I'm going to cut your segment down to 30 seconds.
Oh, no.
You have to dig yourself out of a hole now.
An hour.
No. I accept that you have acknowledged Sona's achievements and her fame. And I will do my best to not annoy you or get in the way of this interview. How about that?
Okay. Let's continue, Sona. Before we move on,
you know what I'm loving about the Kona? What I love about Kona fan is that there's that old saying, everyone's a comedian. Kona fan is proving that worldwide everyone is a comedian.
Yeah.
And they're quite good.
Yeah, they are very good.
We've learned it from you, man.
Yeah.
We learned it from you.
Where are you coming from, Visa?
I'm coming from Finland.
Oh my God.
You know the place.
Yes. I have Finland.
From Super East.
Finland, very close to my heart. I visited Finland years ago during a tense political election. I played a pivotal role.
Yes.
And it was one of the joys of my life was going to Finland. The people were amazing. And we shot the first real travel episode that we ever did. And I had so much fun that it made me determined to go and do more of them. So I have a great fondness for Finland. Where do you live in Helsinki?
No. I live in basically in the very eastern border of Finland in a small town called Lappeenranta.
What? Lappeenranta?
Oh, very good. Very good. Lappeenranta.
And do you like to drink? Say it again one more time. Lappeenranta.
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 I see. I can't say it if you keep saying it.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to learn from him, but you keep saying it to and now I'm sorry. I can't go on. I can't. I mean, I'll never do another podcast again.
Oh, you broke him, Isa.
Well, I'm so glad to be part of your last podcast. This is an honor. I thought it was an honor before this, but now it's the last one.
Oh, this
it's
is the very good. Last one because I can't learn how to say La Palonda.
But do you know what's the other reason this might be your last podcast?
Yes.
Because I didn't get a command to boost the record button on the audio. So I have no idea.
Oh.
So I have no idea.
No worries. You said you can hit record for us now in the meantime.
Oh, so nothing's been recorded?
No, we're recording. We're recording his side. It's just for his side of the conversation.
I see. So you should hit record right now because that's what you need to do to record things.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm learning from the best again.
I
heard you're so good with this tech stuff.
I'm what we call a tech wizard.
Yes.
So Visa, here's what I remember fondly about your country.
Yes, Finland.
People like to drink Korskenkova.
This is the thing I basically am calling you about now because you say it almost perfectly, but just a little bit wrong. It's Koskenkorva.
Korskenkova.
No, you're saying the R in the mm-hmm. beginning, but it's only at the end.
Korskenkorva. Korskenkorva.
Yay.
Okay, how about
That's
this?
Perfect.
I fucking came close enough when discussing an unusual drink from Finland.
Yes.
This is what the. That was time in my life I'll never get back again.
Yeah, but I was so happy when you said it. You know, it's so nice. You're so fond of Finland.
And, I am.
You know, you won the election. You won the election.
Guess what? I will tell you something that you should know. I have two stickers mm-hmm. on the back of my car. Only two. One is okay. for the Theodore Roosevelt National Park. And the other sticker is the sticker for Finland. Those are the only two.
Really?
Yes. It's the one that's just F-I-N. And mm-hmm. you guys have seen it. It's yeah. on the back of my, yeah. it's on the back of my pickup. And
yeah, the round?
Yes. Yeah, the oval. I have that. Those are the only two yes. stickers. And I have many people say to me, I don't understand.
Really, the only sticker I have on my car is Korskenkorva.
Korskenkorva.
Yeah, now it's very good. Now you can...
No, but if you see me in Los Angeles and you look at the back of my car, you will see that I am representing my fondness for Finland wherever I go. And I have no other country represented on the back of my car. Wow. That's a true story.
With the pickup. With the pickup.
The what?
What?
Not with the Tesla. You have it in the pickup.
The pickup.
Oh, the pickup.
Yes, yes, in the
it
back of my pickup
like
truck.
He yeah. said pee cup. Like yeah. you
that's what
have
I thought.
A cup that you pee in.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, yeah. Visa, to be fair, I do keep a urine cup
yeah, yeah.
in all of my cars. Because yeah, who wants to truck, pull over and ask truck. To use a restroom? Those things are filthy. I constantly, you know what I have yeah. to urinate? I go down at night. I go down into my garage and get in my car and I go in the urine cup, or as you like to say, pee cup, or as you say in Finland, bro krapra kappa.
Yeah, but that's what we do in Finland too. We pee in a cup. We don't have toilets.
Tell us, Visa, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? Who are you? What makes Visa tick?
Well, first of all, I would have to say I'm a father. We have kids the same age, you and me, Conan. My daughter is 15 years old.
Wow.
For a job, I roast coffee.
Oh, you roast coffee. I see behind yes, I you. Let me describe for our listeners. Yes. There's a... oh, that's what that machine is.
Oh, wow.
I thought a choo-choo yep. train was about to run you down.
Look like one.
It looks like a choo-choo yeah. train behind yeah. you, but yeah. that is a that's a coffee roaster.
That's true. You've seen one before in Intelligentsia.
Yeah. Intelligentsia, yes. Intelligentsia. Oh, you really pay attention to these videos we shoot. That's very nice.
I've followed you for 20 years, man. I'm a true fan.
Thank you so much. Fan. Not one of these Johnny come latelys. You've been a
yeah,
true fan.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, I know you from the podcast. You know, this is just a new thing.
Exactly.
Wow.
No, it's true.
Yeah, fuck those people.
Yeah. Screw them. Screw them for only knowing me for the podcast. So you roast coffee, okay?
Yeah, and, yeah, I do. I do, yeah, yeah.
Are you a good... First of all, what role does coffee play in Finland? Is it a big deal in Finland?
Super big, yeah. Finland is a country that, you know, drinks most coffee per capita. So we drink shitloads of coffee, but not maybe very high quality. We do filtered coffee all the way. Espresso is not like a huge thing here, of course, nowadays, but traditionally it's a new thing.
So you're trying to improve the kind of coffee that people are drinking in Finland, give them a better experience.
Yeah, sure thing. Yeah. Because coffee is all about flavors, different flavors, you know, more flavors than any food. That's what coffee has. So yeah, it's all about, coffee has to bring a party to your mouth. So that's the thing.
Whoa.
I like to have a yeah. party in my mouth.
Excuse yeah. me?
Why did you say
What's
it like that?
What did you say?
Sorry, I think I went the wrong way with
what
that
you,
one.
Yeah. What kind of party do you want in your mouth?
Yeah. I say that a lot at bus terminals and it's confusing. Public restrooms.
Shouldn't do that.
Anyway, yeah. Visa, yeah. my question is that mm-hmm. you say that coffee has... more flavors than any other kind of food? Is that right?
Yeah, if you think about wine, you may be going to like a wine tasting thing. But I know, Conan, that you went to a coffee tasting also.
Yeah.
You might know better than many people that, you know, coffee has so many like different places grow different varietals. You can grow in many different, you know, altitudes and all this kind of stuff. So there's so many different outcomes for one, you know, coffee bean, so that you get so many flavors.
Like any human being, there's so many possible outcomes. We are all like coffee beans, you know, when you think about it.
That's pretty lame.
Love this guy.
He said what we were all thinking, though. Oh. He's right, though.
Visa, I don't think that was lame.
Compared coffee to human beings.
I do think that, and I think about this a lot. True. Every time I go to make coffee and grind the bean, I look at the bean and say, you and I, bean, are really no different.
Oh, no.
For you, bean, and I have many possible outcomes. Now, let me explain to you that when I do this, anyone standing nearby me is repulsed.
Yeah.
But it is something that I believe.
Is this before or after you've told them that you want a party in your mouth?
I want a party in my mouth. Hello? But everybody in this bus terminal? I'm going to the bathroom, but I'd like a party in my mouth.
Party in my mouth.
I'll just close my eyes. Do with me what you will.
Oh, God.
This is worth missing my bus.
Put it up against this hole in the bathroom. See what happens.
Call the wife. I'm going to be a little late.
So, Visa, I blame you for the turn this has taken.
I'm sorry I led you this way. I led you that way.
It's so, what else, Visa, you make? First of all, I have some awareness of coffee snobbery because I just thought coffee was coffee until I met my wife, Liza, and she took me to visit her family in Seattle. And my wife was very particular about where we would go and get our coffee and bullied and harassed me about what kind of coffee I should drink. I remember wanting to put like a little hazelnut flavoring in there. And she was like, you can't put flavors in coffee.
Apparently you can't.
Oh,
yeah. I used to put M&Ms in there too. Stir it around. Basically, I wasn't drinking coffee. It was an ice cream sundae I was having.
Yeah, the stuff you used in Intelligentsia, that was blasphemy.
Yeah, I know.
You put some, that was...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Visa. I'm sorry that I upset.
A little bit puke in my mouth.
I'm sorry. Well, it's better than a party in your mouth or something.
It's officially grilling season at the Home Depot. So don't miss Memorial Day savings on grills happening now, so you can celebrate with a backyard barbecue for the whole block. Step up your grill game and serve up a feast with the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill, with durability to last summer after summer. On special buy, only $199. Get ready for a whole summer of entertaining at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I need the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink? This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera. Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And what else do you do? What are your hobbies, old friend?
Well, my buddy, old pal, I like to go to the sauna.
Oh, I love the sauna. And thank you for saying it correctly, because here in the United States, people say, do you want to, I went to a sauna.
Sauna.
But I learned in Finland, it's sauna.
Sauna.
Did you guys invent the sauna? And that's why you get to call it what you want?
Yeah, it's a very, very Finnish thing. The Russian neighbors, they have a banya, and Swedish people have bastu. Mm. But yeah, sauna is the Finnish version. And of course, that's the only true one. Mm. You really want to have the true experience. And that's a sauna.
Now, have you done this? Because Visa, when I was in Finland, I witnessed this. I didn't do it myself. But a bunch of people went into the sauna. They were completely naked. Mm. And they're in there. And they're in there for a while until their body temperature gets very high. And then they run out of the sauna and jump into water in winter in Finland.
Yes.
Which the water, I mean, I have no idea what the water would be. Is it 40-something degrees?
It's got to be less than that. You mean Fahrenheit or Celsius?
I don't know. I'm just making up.
It's four Celsius.
Four Celsius.
I don't know what that means.
Was that like 30 degrees or something?
Oh, it can't really be below freezing.
No, it can't.
Okay, 33.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
because you know that Celsius is smart. Zero is the freezing point.
Yeah.
Fahrenheit is stupid. So zero is freezing.
Oh, well, hold on. Visa, did you just said that our American way of doing things is stupid?
Yeah, you have the foot and the inch, you know, I'm 6'4" and stuff like that. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, you listen to me, Visa.
How
you listen to me. You are on an American podcast right now. And as an American podcast, this is like an embassy. You are now on American soil.
Yes, you will respect it.
Okay.
We are using American minutes to measure the length of this podcast. You understand?
And listen,
that's why I was late.
I'll say something else. Our former president, Jimmy Carter, he tried very hard in the 1970s to convert us to the metric system. He tried very hard for about a month and it didn't work. And we've never tried again.
I was in school when that happened. Yeah. I had to learn all that. And it was a dark time.
It was a very dark time.
Kilometers?
Yeah.
What is that?
But then Reagan came along and went, well, don't worry about that. That man was an idiot. okay. I got it. And
I've gone there. You know, we drill a hole in the ice. So because it's so cold, you know, the lake freezes over. We have to drill a hole in the ice so we can go swim there. So that's like, that's the real thing. You go to a sauna, have a nice hot lele, and then you dip in the hole in the ice.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Now, here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't that kill you? because listen, hear me out, Visa, hear me out.
Yeah.
You get your body temperature up to some crazy height, and then you instantly, not gradually, but instantly bring it down to freezing. Why doesn't that make every, you know, artery in your body explode?
Yeah, well, it does if you're weak-hearted. You know, if you have some problem, if you have some problems with health, you shouldn't do it.
How often do you lose people to that? I'm curious. Like if you jump in with 10 people, did 9 come out?
Yes, that's exactly true. I was going to say 1 out of 10 doesn't survive.
Right.
But that's why we're so tough.
Yeah.
Wow.
They weed out the weak.
It's a way they weed out the weak.
Finnish roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
A new invention. Yeah. Yeah.
It gives new meaning to the term, you're finished, you know? I'm here all week, Visa.
I gotta go. I don't want to be in this room anymore.
Be nice to your waitress.
Oh, that
now, is it correct that I understand you're a musician as well? Is that right?
Well, I play music. Being a musician is a different thing. But yeah, I do play guitar in a metal band.
A metal band?
Harms.
Metal band called what? What's it called again?
Harms.
Harms.
H-A-R-M-S. Harms.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's deep and dark stuff.
So this is very deep, dark music. Have you put out an album?
Yeah, we did. It's called A Lifetime Spent on Dying.
Hey, that was my wedding song. I danced with my wife at that, to that. Yeah. I love that. I love... I would love to hear this music.
Yeah.
Is there any way we can hear this
songs,
music?
like at the moment, Eduardo can do anything. Well, he's a wizard.
Can we put a little clip in right now?
Can we put a clip in right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there a particular song that you recommend?
You want to feature here?
By Harms?
Wait. Let's play.
There's no happiness worth living for, or.
Let's play Towards the Sixth End.
Towards the Sixth End?
Yeah,
oh, the Sixth End.
Yeah, that's
what it's called.
What does that mean, Towards the Sixth End?
Well, that's basically apocalypse thing.
You're a fun guy.
Yes, we have some fun stuff here.
Here we go.
Here's a clip.
I like it.
It's funny because I can hear it.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold it. You know what?
Mosh pit.
You know what? This is strong. No one goes to Conan O'Brien for a review of dark metal.
But I
European
did.
Dark metal.
That could all change today if you nail this.
But I like that. Who's the vocalist?
It's my buddy Jussi.
Jussi?
Jussi, yeah. Jussi is the man behind the mic.
Okay, and is he singing, it's a little hard to hear what he's saying. Is he singing in English or is he?
English, yeah. What's English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is he saying?
Do you want me to read the lyrics?
Yes, please.
Yes. Okay, this became a poetry session. So.
Okay.
So
that's all right.
Let's go here. Towards the sixth end. No, we played the sixth end. Oh no! Actually, which one did we play? Did we play Towards?
I played the sixth end. So there's a song called Towards the Sixth End, and then there's one called The Sixth End. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we played the Sixth End. Okay, so here's the lyrics.
Yes.
The final sunrise, grim lights upon us, colored in suffering. The warm in comfort, fed by the black curse, detached from the guilt, and so forth.
Oh.
Yes, Visa, here's my diagnosis.
All right, let's go. Let's do it. Give it to me.
You live in a country where there's, I think, an hour of daylight.
Pretty much, yeah.
Per year.
Yeah. All you have to drink is this one drink, and none of you can agree on how it's pronounced. Your way of having fun is to sit in a very hot, sweaty room and then jump through a hole in the ice. Mm-hmm. And then if you live, you get to do it again the next day.
But we've got our measurement system wrong.
Yeah. But we're the fuck ups. And this is why this music is dark. And I think this reflects what it's like to live in Finland. Am I correct?
Yeah, you got it exactly right. That's pretty much it. We struggle here and you can see it from our activities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
you know what would be cool? What would be really cool? Because you do the high-pitched thing because you sing great. Your sound is awesome. Mm-hmm,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm sucking.
Thank
up
you so much.
At the moment.
That's very good. That's okay.
I gave some.
You're talking about this thing. Shaba, shaba. Ah, that thing,
yeah.
Note that no other human can hit.
Yeah. That's the signature Conan pitch. If I would clip that and use it in one of our songs, that will sound.
Of course, you can. I'll give you one right now, and you can cut it right in.
Yeah, let's do it. All right.
Simba shab ha ba shaba.
He's trying not to laugh.
And what will be the title of that song?
Kill
yeah.
me.
Fiend.
I coated my cancer with misery, then ate it with my wound.
Yes, let's do it. It's a constant, right. Instant hit. It's going to be a hit song.
Visa, it has been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, yeah, with you too.
No, you're really fine. And I do hope to get back to Finland one day soon. In the meantime, please tell people there that I hold them close to my heart. Seriously.
Yes, I
had an amazing experience there. And you're a wonderful people. And I can't wait to get back.
Yeah, straight back at you. You know, it's been truly a pleasure to be a part of this very small bit in the ocean of Conan gold. So, I'm really grateful.
All right, now you're my friend again. All right.
Yeah, I'm really grateful.
Thank you so much, Visa. Really nice to meet you. And that was very funny. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley.
Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.